background on the knee injury that you were just talking about?
Yeah. October 14th in the game against FIU, I sprained my MCL, 10 days in the cast. I was running 3 days out of the cast. I missed the Duke game. Could have played in the Georgia Tech game, but our physician, John Uribe, decided to keep me out. So I played a couple of plays in that, and he said it's not worth it to risk it. So.
How do you feel your skill set fits to playing in the middle?
I think I can handle that. Smart guy. I think I pick up on schemes pretty good. My preference is Will, just because I've been doing it. To me, they're pretty much interchangeable, but Will allows me to run and make plays, so I'm going to chase the football. So to me, it really doesn't matter.
You had to make checks and stuff. You're
definitely. Well, I came in as an athlete at the University of Miami. I was playing safety, and we basically only had one guy on scholarship at fullback, and they asked me to come over and help out, and I did, and that's where I hurt my shoulder. But the goal coming in was to play safety. Well, basically, the year John Vilma and DJ came out, we had three guys behind them in the same class. So after they left, we only had four guys on scholarship. So we needed to fill that void quick, and Coach Shannon asked me to move, and I was always a team player. You know, I did the fullback, now he wanted me to play linebacker, and it was a good fit for me. My weight, I came in about 218. He put me on a diet. I got down about 209, so that's what I was playing fullback at. Once I moved to linebacker, I shot up back up to about 220, 225. The next year I played about 230, and this year I played about 236. Come again? All I've heard is outside linebacker, and a lot of teams have asked me, can I play the mic? I've had interviews from all the teams, got a lot of phone calls. Tomorrow I have 27 interviews, so I can't really say which team is showing the most interest. Not at all. You look at Zach Thomas, Fletcher, both those guys are 5'9". If that was the one thing I could change, it'd be my height, because supposedly they think that has something to do with playing linebacker, if I had another inch. But to me, you know, it doesn't matter how big you are. It's all about getting the job done. And if you can get the job done, I think you should be the best guy, first guy chosen.
If you look at the Colts linebacker, they're somewhat smaller and quicker. Is that the role you or the
Definitely. I don't want to be considered, a linebacker. I want to be an athlete that's playing linebacker. Guy can cover, good ball skills, chase the football and still play hard, but still strong enough to get off blocks. Definitely. That's a lot like what we do at the University of Miami. Well, I've been trained at Perfect Competition. I think they do a great job of covering all aspects of it, with nutrition, massage, physical therapist, the chiropractor. I mean, they do a great job there. So, a lot of other guys are training there, and so far they've done well. Oh man, it meant a lot, because at UM it's you're voted by, from your peers. So it shows you what they think about you, and all the hard work and dedication, and they see it paying off and they see it in you. So it meant a lot to me, and I didn't want to let anybody down. So I took it very seriously.
How about a 3-4 defense? You talk a little bit about some of the other defenses. I mean, is that something that's a challenge that would be?
Well, I think it'd be a challenge just because at UM we run a 4-3. But, I talked to some scouts, some coaches. They see me as a Mike, inside back on a 3-4. I don't think it would be that different. It's still a two-gap responsibility. So it's a lot like what I do at Will. I believe I'm at an advantage, because when you come into the University of Miami and you play linebacker, you want to be like those guys. So you have some big shoes to fill, and it puts pressure on you, but it's a good thing. We have a huge family at UM. Michael Barrow has just been announced as the linebacker coach there. I've known him for some years. Vilma's always back, DJ's back. Good friends with Jesse Armstead. So it's just a repeating cycle, man. They come back and help us out and get you ready for the league.
Do you see similarities in your game with Vilma?
Definitely, he's a smart player. He's extremely tough. I guess he was considered undersized coming out, even though he was the first backer chosen. I think probably some things I do different. I think maybe I'm a little more aggressive. You know, with him being, Mike probably has to be more patient. But if anybody's going to compare him to Vilma, you know, I don't mind that at all. Right. I like the technician, you know, the guy who knows it and is good at, you know, getting across to his players. But I also like the stern coach, disciplinarian, because I know that's what wins football games. So I like the guys in your face, you know, military style coaching. That's what I'm used to.